You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Wednesday, March 26th, 2025. It is
Pump Day.
Indeed. Also a great day to be a Wisconsinite here. We come to you from the world headquarters in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Sunny skies on tap, Mr. Zommers. A beautiful day, warmer weather as we get through. A little rainy, but that's fine. We could use the rain. Lots of the area still under, lots of the state still under a dry, what do they call it? Dry weather advisory.
Drought? Or,
It's not quote unquote drought. It's like an extreme dryness or whatever it is.
Something like that.
This time of the year, sometimes I get extremely dry, and that's why I have to moisturize. So the earth needs to, the earth has to moisturize as well, right? It's good for the earth. The Good Earth by Pearl S. Buck, Wang Lung. You ever read that book?
No, I have not.
Wait, time out. You never read The Good Earth by Pearl S. Buck?
Oh. No, I'm looking it up right now.
That was a standard read in the Richland School District in high school.
I've never heard of that.
Pearl S. Buck, one of the great American authors of all time, The Good Earth. It's easy reading. It's great reading. I mean, right now there's a show, a really, really hot show right now streaming, White Lotus. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of that.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver's, Patrick Schwarzenegger is in it. And there is literally an incestuous storyline in it. And it's gotten a lot of play everywhere. This Pearl S. Buck was way ahead of White Lotus. There's conniving, there's family, there's lust, and there's land. The Good Earth by Pearl S. Buck. See, that's the problem with America today. Not enough people are reading Pearl S. Buck. The Good Earth.
I'll have to give it a read. I'm sure I can get it at the library. So,
I hope. These days, you never know.
DEI.
Right? Exactly. All right, coming up this hour, later on, we'll talk a little sports for you. Wisconsin, the women's side, basketball, hired a new coach yesterday. Robin Pingeton, however you say it. Not an impressive hire. She has like 2 or 3 consecutive losing seasons at Missouri. And yet, Chris McIntosh, the athletic director at Wisconsin, said, yeah, come coach us. I just don't get it. Either commit to the women's basketball program, or if you're not going to invest in it and respect it and give it the support it deserves, then move on. Right? That's my take on that. So we'll talk to that. I'll talk about that a little bit later. What's worse this hour, having to do with memory. Remembering things.
Oh, boy.
The older I get, the more difficult it is. Believe you me.
But ADHD doesn't help.
Right, but right now, it's 9 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time, once again, to play Civic Media's Break Into Spring Text to Win Contest. Let's go. The Sun in Spring. Is that the same song by ELO?
It is not. This is Waiting for the Sun by The Doors. Another of Phil Nee's recommendations.
Oh, okay. Very good. Phil Nee gave us some songs. Now, Mom weighed in and she wanted the Red Red Robin who goes bop, bop, bop it along.
Well, maybe we can use that tomorrow.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, the music isn't the important thing. Here's what's important. You, the home listening, viewing audience at home or in a car, wherever you're at. Maybe you're sitting on the John. I mean, who amongst us hasn't said, you know, got to sit down for a while. Let's listen to the radio. People have said Todd makes the crap float.
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes to get those bowels moving.
Wherever you're at, here's the point. You could win $100 every day for the next 2 weeks at this time on this show. We are going to give away an hourly prize. It might be $100. It might be a prize package extravaganza to the Chula Vista Golf Resort, or the not just golf, but Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. They have golf. They have indoor water parks. It's a great place. Zomers and I have been there. Or it might be Milwaukee Brewer club-level seats. Beautiful, beautiful plush seats in a beautiful part of AmFam Field. And then everybody who enters is eligible to win the grand prize of a Verlo mattress set. A Verlo mattress set. And who doesn't? And I got very excited, Zomers, because it's not just the mattress, you understand. There's more to it than that. And for a moment, I thought part of the prize was a bamboo steamer.
Not at this moment.
Have you heard of the bamboo steamer?
No.
They used to sell those like infomercials. The bamboo steamer. It was like a steamer basket made out of bamboo that you just set over a pot of water and you cook stuff via steam. But they made a big deal about it for a while on infomercials. The bamboo. No, it's not bamboo steamer, but you will get a queen set of bamboo sheets.
Ooh.
How about that?
Interesting.
A set of sheets.
And a protector,
put,
I believe.
Put your finger on the dump button for a second. I'm going to try to say this. My grandpa used to tell us this. He'd say that 10 times fast. He used to say, let me see if I can say this. I sit upon a slitted sheet upon I sit or something like that. Yeah. And he'd say, do that 10 times fast.
Yeah, maybe don't.
Without swearing. And see, I did it. I did it without swearing. Yeah. But yeah, so you get a mattress set, you get bamboo sheets. It's that's the grand prize and so much more. So that's why everybody gets entered in to win. Here's how you, and this hour, somebody's going away with $100. And you're not competing against Jane Matt Nair, who does this at 11 o'clock in the morning, or other people on this network. It's only for this hour. Somebody, the people that enter this hour are going to win one person, $100. Here's how you do it. You enter via the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It takes less than a minute to download. It is free. Open it up. The first 11 stations are the news talk sports stations that this program is on. Choose the one closest to you, or just pick one at random. Open it up on the lower right-hand corner. It'll say text, T-E-X-T. Now you're all set. I'm going to give you today's word, secret word, this hour to enter. The word this hour is lawn. L-A-W-N. Lawn. As the weather warms up, the lawn will be green. L-A-W-N. L-A-W-N as in Nancy, lawn. Make sure you text carefully, because Zomers and I have no part of who wins. They don't trust us. Oh, and speaking of not trusting us, the attorneys remind me now, this is a statewide contest.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you.
Yes. Lots on the line. A statewide contest, and they don't trust, so they have a computer do it. The computer chooses the winner at random. And the computer only recognizes those entries that are spelled correctly. You understand? So do yourself a favor. Type lawn right now, L-A-W-N, on the Civic Media app and enter it right now. You have until 2 o'clock. Somebody this hour is going to win a Benjamin Franklin. That's $100. A hundo. Somebody can be $100 richer this hour. And you may then also win the grand prize Verlo mattress set at the end of next week. Now, how would that be, Zomers? I mean, start spring off with a new mattress from Verlo.
Absolutely. I mean, as I've said before, I could use a new mattress myself. Right. Unfortunately, I am ineligible for this contest, so I'll just have to buy one. But
well, we are ineligible, as it turns out. But you're not. You're the home listener, viewing audience. Type and text in right now the word lawn, L-A-W-N. Somebody will win $100 this hour. More chances to win all day long on different Civic Media shows. Hold your hats and hallelujahs. Mama's going to do it to you. You know what musical that's from?
I do not.
Gypsy.
Should have guessed.
Hold your hats and hallelujahs. Mama's going to do it to you. Da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, light the lights, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. That's from Rose's Turn at the end of the show. Great show, by the way. Great musical. All right, 16 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again to play What's Worse. Here we go. This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again to play What's Worse. Unlike the Text to Win contest, there are no prizes with this other than your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio. Timely, timely indeed. Look, I'm getting to the age where sometimes you forget things. We all forget things, right, Summers? And as people are out and about more, the nice weather, you got your car and it's busier. I don't care whether you're at a sporting event or the grocery store, the shopping mall. Usually it happens to me on like garages with multiple floors, like a public parking garage, right? So here's the what's worse for today. What's worse? Not remembering names or not remembering where you parked. Not remembering names or not remembering where you parked. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app along with that entry for the Text to Win contest. The word for the contest is lawn, L-A-W-N. Text it now. You can also text what's worse. Not remembering names or not remembering where you parked.
I like the pictures for this. There's one just of a confused woman for not remembering names. Mm-hmm. And the not remembering where you parked is a photograph of hell. It's a parking lot that is absolutely packed bumper to bumper.
And it's one of those parking lots where there's not, it reminds me of like festival parking. Where it's like in a field somewhere and people don't really park in straight lines.
Oh, not at all.
And so the cars are all just kind of jimmy-jammed in there any which way but loose. What's worse, not remembering names or not remembering where you parked? 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Whistler in Richland Center, listening on WRCE. Whistler, not remembering names or not remembering where you parked? What's worse?
Names.
That's it.
My voice is mad at me when I call someone else the wrong name. And I've been in this locale for 40 years. I've known since college.
Right? Thank you, Whistler. Appreciate it. I've done the exact same thing because you think, well, I know their name, right? And then you call them and it's the wrong name and you just want to die. What's worse, not remembering names or not remembering where you parked? 855-752-4842. Come on back. More of the All Ball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Zommers, what do you dial up there?
Say My Name by Destiny's Child. Song about somebody calling their significant other baby instead of their name because they forgot because they're seeing too many other people.
That's fantastic. A Destiny's Child, I hadn't heard from them in a long time. That's great.
Well, aside from Beyonce.
Well, yeah. But I mean the group, you know.
The group so proper.
That's right. That's great you dug that up. I appreciate it. We're playing What's Worse right now. And also, we're playing two things at once. We're two-timing you. So if you want to get in on the action on $100, go to the Civic Media app and text the word lawn. L-A-W-N as in Nancy. Lawn. You have a beautiful green lawn in the summer. L-A-W-N. Text it right now to the Civic Media app. Somebody from amongst the texts this hour is going to win $100 cash, and everybody will be eligible for the grand prize of a Verlo mattress at the end of the contest. We're also playing What's Worse? Lots of phone calls. Stay on the line. We're going to take you an order that they're received. What's worse, not remembering names or not remembering where you parked? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Brian, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee, not remembering names or not remembering where you parked. Brian, what's worse?
I'm going to have to go with the names. I worked in pharmacy for over 15 years, and when a patient comes up to the counter, you know, oh, hi, Mrs. So-and-so, how are you? And unfortunately, there's been a few times where it's, oh, hi, Mrs. So-and-so, and I completely forget their name. I mean, you recognize the face.
Yes.
You know them,
mm-hmm.
And it happens all the time.
Yeah, I know. And especially when you're dealing with the public like that, right? You just want to, oh, drives you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Brian. 855-752-4842. Jim, listening on WAUK in Brookfield. Jim, not remembering names, not remembering where you parked. What's worse?
I would also have to say not remembering the name, because it can be much more socially awkward, especially when you get some wise guy or wise person that seems to sense or know that you forgot their name. So they repeatedly call you by your name.
Right.
You know, sort of like to rub it in. You know, they keep, you know, calling you by your name, and they kind of pounce on the fact, hey, this guy forgot my name.
And I agree 100%. I was in a class reunion one time when a girl I hadn't seen in 15 years came up to me and she goes, do you know who I am? Like, I mean, yes, I recognize the face, but I couldn't remember her name. I think that's a jerk move.
It's like a power struggle. They just want to kind of rub it in that you forgot it. You know, regarding the car, fortunately these days, you know, you do have your key fob and you can hit the lock or the alarm or something.
Right.
Even though my nephew and I had a Brewer game down there, there's Brewer parking lots, even though they're all named and whatnot.
Right.
Sometimes it can be a little hard to find your car if you're leaving, you know, at the seventh inning.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, not remembering names, not remembering where you parked. What's worse?
Names. And why is it you can remember a conversation you had with that person almost verbatim, but you can't remember their name?
That's a great question for a doctor or a neurologist.
Yeah, and I got a sign right here I'm looking at in my garage right by my toolbox. I came, I saw, I forgot what I came for.
There's truth in that.
Do it all the time.
I feel that. Thanks, Dick. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, not remembering names, not remembering where you parked. What's worse?
Well, if you don't remember where you parked, you can always either pop your key so your trunk comes open or beep your car. But I think we have to go to Senator Ron Johnson as far as how embarrassing it is to not remember a name.
I heard that clip on Jay Matt-Nair's show this morning where he couldn't remember Hegseth's name, right?
Yep, that was it.
That's hilarious. Thanks, Ollie. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Go to beautiful Sauk County, listening on WRCE. Chris in Sauk County. Chris, not remembering names, not remembering where you parked. What's worse?
Normally, I would say names, but this time I have to go with where you parked. I recently lost my car in the French Quarter on Super Bowl Sunday, and I was a half a mile away from where it was.
No.
I had to drive around. Some locals drove me around with my key fob until we found it. It was very traumatizing.
Was it a rental?
No, we drove down.
Wow.
So it was my own personal car.
Oh, Lordy.
Fortunately, I parked near a Tesla truck, and that's how we found it.
At least Cybertrucks have done something good by being butt ugly.
Appreciate
it. I was never so glad to see a Tesla truck.
I bet not. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. Paul in beautiful Spooner. Paul, not remembering names or not remembering where you parked. What's worse?
I have lost my car in downtown Hayward and had to walk back and forth on the street after dark looking for it to find out that I parked on the side street. The only thing worse than that would be involved in an organization where I'd use the wrong app when I sent communications out.
Well, that's true too, right? I've been downtown Hayward after dark, and it's a beautiful community. It's safe to walk around, but yeah, if you got to try to find your car, it's a little hard.
I can bluff getting past the name, but if I can't find my car, that's black and white. That's right. Gone.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for the listenership up there, beautiful Spooner, on WBZH, Buzz of the North. Tom?
L.A. Tom, I'm not going to put the message on the screen for reasons that will soon be obvious, but L.A. Tom comments on YouTube, the doctor says I have a condition called CRAFT. It's an acronym. It stands for can't remember a effing thing.
And by the way, I think he said I could fake not remembering a name, but you know, if you can't remember your car, he says, yeah, you can just call somebody buddy or something else to cover it up. LA, I agree with you, but the worst is when somebody who you can't remember your name comes up to you and you're with someone else. And now I'm in the awkward position and they're looking at you like, well, are you going to introduce me to whoever you're with? And so what do you do then? This is my sister, or this is my friend, or this is my significant other, and this is, what do you do? This is the big guy, you know, the big guy. How you doing, big guy? You can't fake that. So, Zomers, well, we can come back and get your thoughts, because we're kind of up against the clock here. We'll come back. We'll find out what Zomers and I think about not remembering names, or not remembering where you parked. What's worse? Also, don't forget, you can text right now the word lawn, L-A-W-N as in Nancy, to be eligible to win $100. The word lawn on the Civic Media app is the All Ball Show. Come on back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Wednesday, March 26th. Almost said 5th. 26th of March, 2025. Aaron Zomers, the wonderful and talented, on the board. Glad to have you along here on a Wednesday. Right in the middle of a couple of things. We are, for the next week and a half, really, until next Friday. Not this Friday, the following Friday. And by the way, can I just say this right now? Every day is great, but cannot wait until next Friday, the 4th of April. We're almost the end of April, by the way, almost end of March. 4th of April, Friday, in this studio, here in downtown Madison, the wonderful producer and director of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, are going to be right here beside me, live and in person, because their film, Just a Bit Outside, is part of the Wisconsin Film Festival.
I'm excited to meet them in person.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I will tell you that the movie is sold out, by the way.
Oh, crap. I missed it. I'm a fool.
No, you're not a fool. You didn't buy tickets?
No, I forgot.
Well, guess who did? Uncle Todd. I have an extra ticket for you. I'll give it to you.
So are you sure you didn't have it for someone else?
No, I have a ticket for you. But here's the exciting news. I have a set of extras, two extra tickets. And I need to make this clear because people will get their undies in a bundy. This ain't Civic Media buying these tickets. This is Toddy. I have purchased out of my own personal finances two extra tickets for Just a Bit Outside, the movie, to be shown next Friday night on campus at UW-Madison during the Wisconsin Film Festival. We'll give those away on Monday.
Now that's exciting.
So be with us on Monday. We'll give you a chance to win those two tickets to Just a Bit Outside on Friday. So be with us on Monday for that. Anyway, so lots of excitement going on. But the thing we're playing for right now is $100. And who can't use $100? All you got, and it's only from the entries this hour in our springtime break trivia contest texting. All you have to do is text the word, no trivia involved. And it's a statewide contest. Text the word right now, lawn, L-A-W-N, as in Nancy. Let me use it in a sentence for you. In the spring, the lawn is green. In the spring, the lawn, L-A-W-N, is green. Text the word lawn, L-A-W-N, right now on the Civic Media app. Somebody this hour will win $100. Everybody is in the pool to win a brand new Verlo mattress set to literally bounce into spring on. That was another thing my grandparents taught me growing up. There's a song, you know, 10 little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and hit his head. Mama called the doctor. The doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Nine little monkeys jumping on the bed. And so on.
So think about that. You have a brand new Verlo mattress to jump on or sleep on or extracurricular activities. I don't go in the bedroom. I'm not asking what people do, but it's a brand new Verlo mattress you can be a part of.
Andrew and Verona texted in earlier saying, I'm still waiting on my three-way blender.
Well, speak, we're going to talk about that, weren't we? About
yeah, we'll bring it up.
All right, we'll bring it up. All right. So text in lawn, L-A-W-N right now. Somebody's going to win $100 this hour. Also, going to wrap up here, our what's worse for today, not remembering names or not remembering where you parked. Zomers, what's worse?
For me, it's got to be not remembering where you parked. Maybe that's just my personal experience, but on one hand, I'm pretty good at remembering names, but also if I don't remember it, I don't care. If I got to ask you what your name is, I'll ask you what your name is. Judge me if you want. I don't care. Now I know your name. But if I lose my car, which I have, then you're kind of just stuck, especially if you parked far away from whatever event you're at and it's not in a parking lot. Like I've in Minneapolis, I went to a convention and parked pretty far away because I had to and walked around for like an hour and a half trying to find my car after. Now I always drop a pin in Google Maps of where I park whenever I have to do that because that sucked.
Yeah, for me, it's clearly not remembering names because if, generally speaking, unless I'm with someone, if I forget where I parked my truck, that's on me. And if I wander around for half an hour or whatever, that's on me. If I don't remember somebody's name, as I said before, particularly if I feel a need to introduce that person to somebody I'm with and I can't think of their name, it is absolutely embarrassing. I have done this. Somebody else brought this up earlier. Where you have to make that split decision. Is that somebody I know or I'm pretty sure I remember their name. And you say, hi, Susan. And hi. And they kind of look at you weird, like, holy crap, that's not their name. And I said, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. No, I'm Sharon, not Susan.
That's close.
Yeah, right. So yeah, that's for me, it's not remembering names.
What helps with that, LA Tom commented on YouTube. He says, always associate a name with someone else you know. There's a guy named George. I called him Edward the other day. I knew I was wrong when I said Edward, but played it up like I lost my mind. Now, whenever I see him, I think of Curious George, the monkey.
That's great. A good idea. That's like, really great.
Yeah. And another thing that helps me is asking a question when you're introduced. Like recently, I met someone named Ashley. We were in a bar. It was noisy. And so I was like, wait, was it Ashley or Ashlyn? And I'm like, Ashley. I'm like, okay. And that helped cement it in my mind more.
And you said she has a great furniture store.
I did. I didn't mention it, but it, you know, the thought's there. I didn't know her well enough to compliment her furniture store yet, but we'll get there.
41 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Quick little sports note for you. We talked about this briefly yesterday because it broke while we were on the air. This from BadgerExtra.com story today. It says Robin Pigeonton, I believe it's pronounced Pigeonton, must be one heck of an interview. She must have wowed University of Wisconsin athletic director Chris McIntosh with her vision for the Badger women's basketball program. Pigeonton must have been able to convince him that she can get it headed, the program, in an upward trajectory, even though her own career arrow is pointing down at the moment. How else to explain why the person McIntosh hired to rebuild a program with 14 consecutive losing seasons is coming off back-to-back losing seasons of her own? Things were trending so far in the wrong direction for Pigeonton at Missouri that she announced her resignation last month, ending a 15-year run with the Tigers that at best could be described as mediocre. Pinkerton went 250 wins and 218 losses at Missouri, a 53% winning average. That looks fine on paper, especially when combined with the rest of Pinkerton's resume. She was 190 and 76 in 8 seasons at St. Ambrose University, an NAIA school in Davenport, Iowa, and 144 and 81 in 7 seasons at Illinois State before getting the job at Missouri. Chris McIntosh said yesterday afternoon, quote, "I think she'll be a great fit here, and I'm excited for our fans and our staff and our friends in the media and for the state of Wisconsin to meet her. I believe that they'll see the same thing in her that I do." Still, it's hard for McIntosh to sell a vision of Pinkerton, 56 years old, being a winner, considering how much she's done of losing as of late. Get this. The Tigers made 4 consecutive NCAA tournament appearances from 2016 to 2019, which just happened to be when the eventual WNBA second-round pick Sophie Cunningham was a lights-out shooter and scorer for the program. Missouri has not returned to the NCAA tournament since Cunningham exhausted her eligibility. Here are the Tigers' record since that point. A record of 9-22, 9-13, 18-13, 18-14, 11-19, and 14-18 this past season. Pinkerton's SEC record in the post-Cunningham era was 28 wins and 66 losses, a ghastly 29% winning average. Moving ahead to the story in BadgerExtra.com, says getting Wisconsin back to even being competitive in the Big Ten, something Bobby Kelsey, Jonathan Tippis, and Marissa Mosley failed to do while going a combined 144 and 274 overall over 14 dreadful seasons will be a tall challenge for the new coach. Perhaps that history of losing scared off potential candidates who believed they could not win at Wisconsin, no matter how confident they were in their ability to secure talent and the coach's X's and O's. Perhaps the uncertainty surrounding former Wisconsin players' allegations of mistreatment by Mosley led to coaches with much bigger and brighter resumes than Pinkerton's body of work to say thanks, but no thanks, to Chris McIntosh. McIntosh said, quote, "I didn't receive any feedback on that," when asked by reporters. Wisconsin interviewed more than 10 candidates, according to McIntosh. The school worked with, get this, a company called Turnkey, an executive search firm that it has used with help to help with other hires. McIntosh admitted that Turnkey's Jocelyn Gates helped in this particular search. Why is that important? Because Gates is the wife of Missouri men's basketball coach Dennis Gates. But Chris McIntosh said Jocelyn Gates' connection to the Tigers isn't what led Wisconsin to Pinkerton. Quote, "Robin became a candidate and took place while we were already in the process, deep in the process," he said. To paraphrase former Wisconsin men's basketball coach Bo Ryan, "All's I know is that I might have been born on a weekend, but it wasn't last weekend." I mean, come on. Later on in this article, it says even if McIntosh got stonewalled by some of the candidates, he had intriguing options at his disposal. One of them, Brad Fisher, had a run of a successful program at UW-Oshkosh and recently took the Titans to the NCAA Division III National Semifinals. He was in his own backyard. But comparing Fisher to Bo Ryan would not be fair to the latter. Ryan won 4 Division III national titles at UW-Platteville, had 2 years of Division I head coaching experience at UW-Milwaukee, and had been an assistant at Wisconsin for 8 seasons in the 70s and 80s. But Fisher, a Marshfield native, is highly regarded by high school and AAU coaches in the state. It would have been easier sell than Pinkerton to fans starving for this program to start winning. And it goes on. I just wanted to bring this up because it's so frustrating to me. I'm all for women's sports. But if you're going to have women's sports, then don't relegate them to second class. Either invest in them or move on. With this, I mean, not with women's sports in general, but with this particular program. When your program is in such a terrible shape that legitimate winning coaches don't even want to apply or be there, you got yourself a problem. And there's a lot of talk online and stuff. I mean, you know, it was now relatively a long time ago that Wisconsin cut men's baseball. I guess baseball is men's, softball is women's, but they cut baseball. So a lot of folks saying, well, just let the women's basketball program go and bring back baseball. I'm not necessarily opposed to that. I would love to see Wisconsin have a women's basketball program that compete with Iowa and other places. But the only way you're going to do that is bring in a winning coach, somebody who really knows the game and has these relationships with it. And now, for those of you who don't know, it's not just your high school teams anymore. What the really good kids in high school basketball are doing, some of them aren't even playing for their high schools anymore. They're playing for these private leagues, these AAU leagues. All right? So you have to have a relationship with those programs if you're going to recruit the best candidates in state of any sport. I think this is a sad hire. I wish her well. I hope that she does well with the women's program, but it doesn't look promising to me.
You know what you get when you do stuff like this?
What?
Crystal, you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder and the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. We're going to come back and wrap things up. We're going to end the show on a good note from the other the men's basketball program. And Mr. Gilmore wrote a letter to Badger fans.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a little weather update, a sports update with our fantastic sports reporter, the wonderful, the talented Mike Clemens. And then hang on to your hats and hallelujahs. It's the John and Gordy Show 2.0 in the after. John and Gordy afternoon.
Not after dark, not, but afternoon.
It's not as saucy as the later edition of John and Gordy, which is John and Gordy after dark. It's PG-13 John and Gordy in the afternoon. John and Gordy, of course, our great team morning show here on WMDX in Madison every morning, 6 until 8. Maggie Dawn is on vacation this week. So I think she's at an attorney's conference. There's new rules for the text to win contest. So she's doing that. I don't know. Anyway, John and Gordy, but it's so kind as to come in now and do two shows a day. So you can join him 6 to 8 in Madison on MDX or on the app. And then now every day this week, John and Gordy in the afternoon, 2 until 4. Stay around for them. Always a great show. And then Dom Salvia will be in at 4 o'clock, followed by Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. And he has a special guest tonight.
I hear they're talking about three-way blenders tonight.
I'll be tuning in.
Well, not exactly. They have on the director, whose name escapes me at the moment, of a movie called The Threesome.
Really?
I don't know what this movie entails, but I am intrigued.
I am intrigued as well.
Due to my predilection towards blenders.
I'll be listening tonight. Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the new movie called Threesome. All right. Very good. Well, I'm looking forward and nervous anticipation to that. So stick around all afternoon into the night here on Civic Media. Want to end on this. Great story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel a couple days ago. Headline, Carter Gilmore pens an emotional goodbye to Wisconsin basketball. John Blackwell says the Badgers will bounce back. Carter Gilmore lived out his dream for 5 years on the Wisconsin basketball team. When it ended on Saturday, when Wisconsin lost to BYU in the second round of the NCAA tournament, the Heartland native is, quote, damn proud, unquote, to be called a Badger. The fan favorite and popular teammate took to Instagram, or as the kids say, Insta, to pet a heartfelt goodbye to Wisconsin basketball late Sunday night, thanking God, his family, the university, his coaches, teammates, fans, and even the doubters. I want to read this to you from Carter Gilmore. One, thank God for giving me this dream and opportunity to be a Badger. Without you, none of this would have been possible. Two, thank you to my family. Your love and support allow me to live out my dream. You guys mean more to me than you know. Three, to the University of Wisconsin, I want to say thank you so much for this journey. Over the past 5 years, I have seen what it means to be a Wisconsin Badger, and I leave here damn proud to say I am one. Four, to my coaches, you guys have been the best mentors I could ask for. You have blessed me by recruiting my 15-plus best friends slash teammates every year. I look up to each and every one of you. Number five, to my teammates, you already know what it is, all love. I am so grateful that I got to meet each and every one of you guys. We made memories that will last a lifetime on and off the court. Six, to the fans, you are the reason why I play. All I ever wanted to do was make you guys proud and to inspire others to follow their dreams. And seven, to the haters, doubters, and naysayers, thank you, exclamation point. You guys relit the fire in me to follow my dream. On to the next chapter, number seven, unquote. Carter Gilmore's posting. Gilmore accompanied the post with a series of photos to represent his time with the Badgers, including a senior day photo with his parents and head coach Greg Gard and an image of fans at the Kohl Center who had his last name spelled across their chests. The Arrowhead High School graduate addressed the fans in his post, again saying, "You are the reason why I play." We get caught up this time of year for those that make bets. I do not. I lost money on this. Oh, you ruined my bracket. At the end of the day, these are just 18, 19, 20, 22, 23-year-old guys following a dream. And yes, I get it. In today's world, there's NIL and money involved. But Carter Gilmore represents everything that college athletics should be. He represents the best of Wisconsin athletes, the best of Wisconsin students. Following your dream, man. What could possibly be better than that? As I've said before on this show, I had the honor and privilege of covering University of Wisconsin-Platteville basketball for 3.5 years under former head coach Bo Ryan. Greg Gard was a senior at the time and then a graduate assistant. When you travel with these guys and you see their passion and their dedication to bring us, the fans, happiness, you understand just a little bit what getting love back and you know, chanting their name or just accomplishing their dreams. So take that with us today. A little positive, good note. Don't get so, I mean, we get wrapped up in the politics. We get wrapped up in all the negativity. When you watch the rest of March Madness, men's or women's, when you watch college hockey women's game and the Badgers winning the national title and those girls giving it their all, they're doing it to follow a dream. Whatever your dream is, follow it. It's not always going to be easy. You're going to have doubters out there. Let that inspire you to follow your dreams. Todd Lobo will say, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Stay tuned. John and Gordy are next. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.